I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, shit. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It is Tuesday, the fucking 6th of August. We are on the second attempt at recording this. Recorded it yesterday. The video cut out for no fucking reason. Didn't even notice. So, here we are. Hopefully this one's better. Yesterday was a bit fucking... bit chaotic. This time it's 8:30 in the morning. We're chilling. Yesterday we were about 37 coffees deep. You know what I mean? Asshole going like a fucking wood chipper. Here we are. Chilling out. Let me plug some stuff while I have you up top. Don't skip through this. There is valuable information in here. Lavery's Comedy Club is this Wednesday. It's the Lazy Fringe. We've got a whole selection of bastards playing. All the people that didn't go to the Fringe, you know what I mean? I've got myself, Mark McCarney, James McKegney, Jordan Robinson, Dylan Doherty, Dave Elliott. There's someone else. In fact, that might be it, including me. But some fucking lineup for £7, I'll tell you that. First and third Wednesday of the month, get yourself down. Next one's on the 7th. That's tomorrow. Okay, nearly shit my pants. Great times. What else have we got? I'm also on tour, so if you go on to shine.net, they're the promoters, and they have the tickets for all of these venues. I'm not going to read out the dates, because I'll be here all fucking day, wouldn't I? Listen to this fucking rundown of shit. First of all, we will be releasing a date for another live podcast. If anyone's been to these before, you know they're fucking mad crack. And I've put out videos that people are like, man, that's the best shit you've made. And they're the shit, they're the things that get made for fucking the live podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, get yourself to the next one. It's on the 13th of September. I'm going to get the tickets out as soon as possible. But we do hear this list of shit. And you can just go on shine.net and check this out. Or you can go on my fucking Instagram and see one of the tour posters. Listen to this. Ardoan Theatre in Enniskillen. This is all in September. Terrace Hotel Maharafelt. Or More, Glasgow, that'll be on the 30th. We'll release tickets for that soon. Then in October, we've got Whelan's in Dublin, Hot Water Comedy Club, Liverpool, Frog and Bucket, Manchester. We're also adding a Sheffield date in there, as far as I know. I don't know, they got in contact with us. They seem pretty confident. Let's get on it. You know what I'm saying? Then straight crash back down to earth. Ballymena, The Braid, Museum of Comedy, London. And then I'm in Galway from the 26th to the 28th of October, and I'm doing my own shows. And I'm doing some other mixed bill shows, so that's going to be fucking sweet. November, fuck all, having a baby. That's what I'm doing in November. Well, Maureen's having a baby, I'll just be standing there going, what's going on? Not at the, you know, just at this, the whole mess of it. December, Newcastle County Down, Lisburn Island Arts Centre, Coleraine, Downpatrick, Nerve Centre, Derry, Larne, Armagh, Christmas. And then January, we've got the SSE. There is the 11th of January there, but I don't think there's any, I don't even know if they're on sale. You can go on and there are probably like 6 seats left, I have no idea, but you wouldn't sit by yourself anyway. And then we've got the added date, 24th of January, you know what I mean? Chilling. 24th of January, second date added to the fucking Odyssey Arena. SSE Arena. It's cool that they got a sponsor that just kind of incorporates most of the letters in their thing. Isn't that crazy? We'll be right back after this short intro, guys, with our new segment, Gout and a Bite.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Jettis.
Geddes.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah. Feel totally sick after doing that. Couldn't be arsed this morning. I made one of those little capsule fucking coffees where you just put it in the fucking... And then it fucking diarrheas the coffee into a cup. Not great. Not amazing. If there's any baristas out there, is it difficult? Like, what are we coming in at to buy, like, a decent coffee machine with the fucking... that we... milk squirter? What are we talking for a decent setup of that? And how much training is it going to take for me to be able to do, like, a fucking... decent quality, like flat white. Do you know what I mean? What sort of coffee am I having to buy? What sort of milk do I use? Am I doing like a bit of a squirt, getting the temperature of the milk? And then, you know, I've never seen... Do you ever see when you see a fucking, like... If you're in a Starbucks, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure some girl just fucking rings her socket into a cup and then throws milk into it. But when you're in a real place and the fucking dude holds the cup like this, like he's fucking... You know what I mean? Like it's a fucking... Like it's a baby, like a newborn puppy. It's okay. And then they fucking put the milk in. It's like, bro, could you not just do that like there? But they're like, yeah. It's a bit like high-end food. You know, people are like, oh my God, look at how impressive is this presentation. It's because the guy's fucking, you know, fingered all over it and stacked it up and it's fallen over and he set it up again. He's wiped your plate and all. It's been handled like a motherfucker. Same as this. Guy's all up around the rim and all. Get my dirty fingers up. Yeah, you like that? You know what I mean? And you pay fucking £4 for it. I'd love to know the logic behind certain coffees where it's like, can I have an Americano? Yeah, it's £2. Can I have a flat white? Yeah, it's £3.10. Why is that? Because there's milk in it. Can I have a cappuccino? It's £2.80. Why? Can I have an iced coffee? Can I have coffee not even warm? And they're like, yeah, £7. Not a frappuccino, literally the one you're like, can I have the Americano, which is £2 with some ice in it? No problem. £48. It's crazy, isn't it? Who am I, Seinfeld in the fucking 90s doing a bit about that? Anyway. Sorry, okay, first of all, I need to apologize for the last week's podcast because I put it up and I played about 15 tunes like I was fucking Charlie Sloth. Yeah, boy, playing some fucking tunes, boy. Yeah, boy. Playing all these fucking rap tunes and it got banned. It obviously got flagged for copyright material or whatever and it had to be taken down like fucking two times. And it was annoying as fuck. I uploaded it a bunch of times and then people... By the way, people, wind your fucking necks in. People get super fucking like... I mean, I touched on it the other time about entitlement. People get real fucking... See if I don't get a podcast out in time. Mate, where are you? I'm in fucking work here and I've nothing to watch. I'm being paid to sit here and you haven't fucking put out your podcast for free. Different story if you're on the Patreon, you know what I mean? If you're on the Patreon, you're like, hey, how's it going, Colin? By the way, your podcast didn't link to SoundCloud or whatever. And I'd be like, no problem, thank you, we'll sort that out, you know? People are like, mate, I'm in work, fucking TikTok, you know what I mean? Fucking, there's no podcast. What am I supposed to do here? I've already had my wank and my shit. Like, what am I supposed to be doing now? And you're like, oh, it seems to have linked to iTunes and Spotify. Bro, I don't pay for that shit. Give me the fucking free one and I want it fucking yesterday. You know what I mean? Get on it, you fat fuck. Oh, hit the microphone there. Sorry, it's terribly unprofessional. Out of pure rage. But that's what people get fucking annoyed. You know what I mean? Podcast goes up, they send me it. Like, mate, like, I'm literally sitting at the computer and it's like, okay, this is not eligible for, like, monetization or it's banned or whatever. Not that I've had a podcast monetized ever. But it's like, okay, you're not allowed to do it. And then people are sending me the thing on, bro, what the fuck's the problem? Dude, what is this? Is it getting flagged? Dude, what the fuck? I know what's happening because I've sat there all fucking day trying to upload it. I know the crack. Dude, where the fuck is it? And then you edit, and then I put it up anyway. I was like, do you know what? I'll edit out the songs. It's going to be a bit janky, but hopefully there's enough chatter in between where it's, you know, somewhat listenable podcast. Dude, your fucking podcast's all jumpy. Read the description. You know?
I watched it twice and it said it was flagged for content, and then I watched it again, it seemed to be all choppy.
You had to cut out the songs, you fucking dunce. People. Fucking people. I'm just angry because I had to do it like 15 times. It's been hot, guys, hasn't it? This has been me for 2 weeks. Standing up with visible sweat on my... I've never had this my whole life. I don't know what it is recently. It's probably because I'm an athlete with gout. The back of my fucking ham. If I sit anywhere, if I sit in the car, which are leather seats, standard. Or like I'm sitting on a fucking leather stool thing here. Or I'm sitting anywhere. I stand up and I'm like, okay, I have the sweatiest hamstring area. Not even arse. Like literally just the back of my legs. That's where I lose most of my fucking sweat and heat. Just sweaty. Like I was wearing a pair of green fucking chinos the other week. Stood up full. Looked like I sat down and pissed in them. Just sweat the whole way up the fucking back. Unbelievable. But yeah, I got that podcast up eventually. Put up a clip of me talking about the Maltesers ad. And that seemed to get a very good reaction. And, you know, wish I had to put an ad for the fucking Odyssey or something on it. Because it did okay hits-wise. But interaction-wise, it did very well. Because that seems to be the way Facebook goes now. It's like, oh, we know you have 165,000 fans. But not a fucking hope are you going to get, you know... Are you going to get those eyes on your product, basically? So, good to see a good bit of interaction. On that video, and of course people are like, man, this ad was out fucking ages ago, and you're like, well, guess what, I don't watch TV that much, so there you go, I just seen it. Also, we're not playing the game of who's seen the latest shit, we're playing the game of is this hilarious, and the answer is yes, you know. Getting a hand job from Stephen Hawking's sister, Ninsk. Isn't it funny that there's... Do you know what? That's fine. That's fine to make a Stephen Hawking joke because he is the benchmark for like wheelchair jokes. That's the way it goes. Do you know what I mean? You know you're the very top of the heap. You know what I mean? Like, you know, someone's like, oh, did you hear he's a bit of a paedophile? And like, Jesus, Savile number two. You know what I mean? There's people here like the go-to, you know, like, who does he think he is? Brad Pitt? You know what I mean? There is a benchmark for everything. You know, Hoover that up. Very few Hoovers are actually made by Hoover. Think about that. But Hoover seemed to have cornered that market. What am I talking about? I have no fucking idea. Welcome to the new section. Gouting about. Talked about that the other week. Had suspected gout, you know. Went to the doctors. They give me my own fucking blood samples, and they went, you're going to an antenatal class tonight, you take your own blood over there. They just put it in the system, and then the system, you know, the information's available across the whole NHS. So I go down to Craigavon, the fucking antenatal class, like, hi, we're here for the antenatal class. Oh, thank you, what's your name? Colin, okay, here, take all this blood off me, will you? And they're like, And then, well, it's a pretty standard procedure, she just grabbed it and fucked it in a bag. But see, you know, I've been hobbling about. They gave me some pills and it brought the pain down quite a bit and the swelling, and I was able to walk around a bit, and then it just sort of was fine, and then just kind of something triggered it again. It was starting to get a good bit worse and it was sore. I go back in the doctor's and she's basically like, okay, we'll give you 4 days pills last time. We're going to give you like 2 weeks pills and just fucking kill this thing dead, and then you start like another pill, but we'll take more bloods and whatever. And I had to go in for a fucking blood test. I'm not going to reveal where the doctor's is because, you know, creeps. But you go in the doctor and I don't know what the system is in there. You basically say you want to go to the doctor. It must be a country thing where they assume like, oh, sure, you only live near here and you probably only work in the fucking spa across the road. So whatever the fuck. So the way you do it is you just ring in that. Like, say you were like, okay, I'm sick today. I'm going to ring the doctor's. And they're going to give me an appointment today, hopefully, if I ring early enough. But then the people who can't ring just turn up and, like, queue up. And she was like, come in on Monday, get a blood test. And the drop-in blood things are from, like, 9 to 10 or 9 to 11. So if you're here about 8:30, you know, get your wee thing signed or whatever. And then you'll get called in at 9, hopefully. So that's exactly what happened. But I had no idea. what sort of fucking zoo this place was first thing in the morning. Holy fuck. You see, like, if you think a fucking airport is like a good cross-section of lunatics, you should go to a doctor's looking at an appointment at fucking 8:30 in the morning. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. There was just like, there was like a deaf woman, or not a deaf woman, like an old woman who could barely hear with her sort of fairly like androgynous offspring. Do you know those ones where you're like, is that a fucking like weird looking dude? Or is that a girl who's like cut her hair with a knife? Like she was all dirty the way a farmer would be all dirty. With like really short, like scatty hair, but I'm near sure it was a girl. And the woman's going, What time is gonna get a doctor? And she's going, man, you have to book an appointment. And she's going, what? Like through the fucking wall. What? Huh? The daughter's going, what time you want to go to the fucking doctor at? And I didn't hear her, but I'm pretty sure she was like, I keep doing, I don't know what she was saying. God knows what she was saying. I keep bleeding out my arsehole. It keeps happening. I need to see a nurse. Just broadcasting this in front of the whole fucking queue and thing. And I just stand there. And then this other dude goes up. And I don't know where he's from, like, but he's got a real strong fucking, like, you know, like if you're watching a movie and the guy's like, I will kill you now, I kill you. That sort of voice. And he's like, I need the doctor. And the wife was there just, I don't know. There's something about those Eastern Europeans, bro, where they're like, I tell you something. I tell you what I hate. Crack. I don't like laughing, smiling, having a good time. I don't like any of that. I stand very angry. I talk loud like this. I want to see a doctor. And the woman's like, do you have photographic ID with you? And he's like, just dead-eyeing her. You're going to need to get photographic ID with a photo and your address. And she was changing her accent for the guy. Like, address, address. And he's just like, what? I take photo. He kept going like this. I take photo, Arma. I was, you know, he's basically going like, listen, I was already in Armagh, you know, I've had my photo taken. I take photo, Armagh. Chaos, like, by the time she got to me, she was just, I seen her fucking cried. I was just like, hello, I'm here for a quick blood test. Yeah, no problem, go on down there. No, thank you very much, bye. But anyway, more gout news. I then go to fucking my granny's house to visit her, okay. And, which, by the way, was another fucking handling. Like, went for dinner for my brother-in-law's 30th. And my sister and my cousin were there. And she's like, you know, it was Granny's birthday on Saturday. And I was like, no. Well, if you're going up to see her soon, I think you should remember that and possibly get her something or say happy birthday to her. And I'm like, okay, she really wants to see you. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? We're very busy. I have no problem with seeing my granny. But also, why is the word getting out to everybody else? Why has Colin not come up to see me? Ring me, bro. You know, everyone's like that, though. My dad's like that. You know, you coming down to see us? I have a pregnant wife and I'm busy as fuck. And you're sending me photos of your new car. You come here. We do so much driving, I think people just think, sure, it's only fucking 70 miles. But for another person, they're like, well, I'm going to have to book fucking a long weekend off because that's a trip. I don't have time for that shit. You know what I mean? I go to my granny's anyway, and she fucking, I ended up mentioning something about gout. I was like, oh, sure, you have gout, don't you? Don't even start me. Everyone has, now, basically everyone in my fucking family has gout, apparently. My fucking granny, uncles, everybody. My sister has it. She's like 27 or something, you know? And just fucking really small and skinny. So every cunt gets this fucking shit in my family. But she starts going off on one about, like, she was basically misdiagnosed with like arthritis or something. And they gave her 2 fake hips when she was like 40. She was like the youngest woman in fucking the UK or something to get this shit done. And she said she just lay awake for fucking like a year going like, what the fuck's going on with me? And turns out there was a doctor who had a bit of a fucking, you know, bit of an inkling about something, and he did a bit of extra research on his own time, was like, yeah, I think this is gout. And then after all this time and hip replacements and everything, she basically was put on medication, and that kind of nearly solved it, or cured it. Solved it. It's not a fucking Sudoku. So yeah, seemingly it's in the family, but I'm hoping if it crops up once, you can sort of, you know, I'll just keep the diet clean and keep the diet clean and just fucking see if I can get rid of it with these strong medication things and then start this new tablet, you know what I mean? 32 on medication, da-da-da-da-da-da. Which is annoying as fuck because I was like just getting in the running. As in like I could go for semi-decent runs. Like, having gone from like, you know, being all shy and like I'm going to go out really early in the morning and put on a timer and fucking run for fucking a minute and then walk for a minute and I'll do all this stupid shit. You know, in about 3 months getting from that to like I could actually just fucking drive somewhere, get out of the car, run around a park or whatever for like half an hour and get back in the car, which is a fairly, I'd say it's a fairly decent, half an hour's a decent amount of time, you know what I mean? I know plenty of people run and they just go, oh, I just do 5Ks and then see how fast I can run the 5K. You know what I mean? You don't need to be pounding the pavements for all fucking day. So I was just getting good at that and then this food fucking kicked in, which is annoying. But then when the doctor started the new shit, you know, been trying not to eat meat that much in the last fucking few days, and started these new tablets, pain went down quite considerably. One of the biggest things you notice is like swelling and stuff goes down in your foot, and it's like you can put even weight all the way through your foot, which is quite a relief when you've been walking on the fucking edge of your foot for so fucking long. But here, if yous aren't fucking erect and wet after that story, there's something wrong with you. Tell you what though, as soon as I got better yesterday, fucking bro, hit the gym, you know? Took a couple of days to rest over the weekend. Then I fucking hit that fucking just reps, bro. You know what I mean? Those real pump fucking sets. That's what I was going for. Do you know what I mean? Like doing fucking, you know, like fucking 5 sets of 20, you know what I mean? Not going super heavy on a bench press, going like sort of about 50% weight and then just doing like 100 reps of it, you know what I mean? Just get that fucking pump going. A few kettlebell swings, not a lot of movement granted because the foot's fucking just a bag of sand, but just hitting it, bro, you know what I mean? And then, oh fuck, Jesus Christ, there's a fighter called Reese McKee, right? And do you ever say a thing and then you're like, is that his name? I'm near sure it is, but I'm so fucking stupid that I probably... Yeah. And he put this workout up. I was on his thing there. He put this workout up and it was 10 calories on the bike, on the assault bike, and then 10 goblet squats with a 25K dumbbell. And I watched it and I was like, I'm good at the assault bike. That's right up my alley. And at the end of the workout yesterday, I did fucking, what did I do? I did like overhead presses and fucking, you know, bent over row type things just to keep the back fucking rippled. And did a whole pack. Basically did like 2 big fucking superset type things that took me with loads of reps in them. And then at the end, I was like, right, I'll do a bit of a closer here, blow some steam off. And I did a version of what I said was like 10 calories on the assault bike, 10 goblet squats with the dumbbell times 10 rounds of that. I did 5, bro, and nearly fucking shit myself. Fuck me, like, unbelievable. And on the assault bike, if you're kind of big and heavy and you fucking go full send, you can actually burn through the calories pretty quick. So you're kind of like in this weird place of like, do I fucking go and get these 10 out and jump off and fucking and then try and pick this thing up, or do I just sail through it? But then that feels like it takes more time. fuck, I don't know. But I just, at the end, I just did, would have been like 50 calories and then like 50 fucking squats. I had a 24K dumbbell. Fuck me, like. Couldn't even walk up the fucking hill. Unbelievable. But I'll try it someday. I'll do the 10 rounds for the cracked. Took me like 4.5 hours. Fat the canta. Right, let's get into something real serious, okay? We'll open up here because I've realized you can go to therapy, but then the real therapy, guys, is we talk to each other. And by that, I mean I talk to myself in a fucking room like an asshole. I was going to fucking CBT for a while, right? You know, I listen to Blind Boy, whatever. You know, decided like after ages and fucking, you know, going through a load of stress and then mixing that in with the stress of like trying to do stand up and everything and run fucking comedy nights and everything. I was like, let me go to CBT, you know what I mean? Because I've definitely had anxiety before and whatever. So I booked that and I went for a couple of times. I was basically explaining what was going on with me. It's one of them things. It's like, you should nearly be, it's like, I've heard people say it's like the gym. You should nearly just be fucking going anyway, even though it's expensive as fuck. But so I went there and I was like, he's like, okay, tell me about your life and your past and you're telling all this fucking shit. And then I was saying, like, I kind of got it mixed up because I was kind of going, you know, anytime I have, like, stressful days, it feels very, like, overwhelming and I just get this, like, brain fog. And then there's days like that where I have to go do stand-up and the nerves of the stand-up makes it seem really fucking, you know, you just want to fucking run away from everything. And he's like, okay, so we'll tackle the performance first, right? So we started talking about doing stand-up and he goes, okay, if you're nervous before a gig, what are you nervous about? And you're like, well, it's like a fear of failure. And he goes, well, what specifically is the worst thing that could happen? And we ended up going writing out this little mantra type thing where it was like, you know, I was like, I'm going to try new jokes. I'm going to go on stage. I'm going to be so fucking freaked out that I'll not be able to talk and everyone's going to think that I'm a failure, right? And he's like, right, if that's the worst thing that can happen, what we do is we write that down and we have this exercise where you repeat it until it just becomes like nonsensical. Is that a word? Probably not. It just doesn't make sense to you. So I went away for a week and I was reading this fucking thing and I was like, okay, you're going to go on stage. Da, da, da. And then I went back in and I was like, I'll be honest with you, bro. I give up on that pretty fucking swiftly. And he's like, and why did you do that? And I was like, well, because it's a load of shit. I'm reading it going, oh, you're going to die in your hole. You're going to forget all your words. And I'm like, I've never forgotten what to say on stage as much as I've like momentarily freaked out about it and went, oh, I can't remember anything. I can't remember the last time I went on stage and it went fucking horribly and it was my fault. I've done gigs where you go up and you go, okay, this wasn't designed for stand-up whatsoever. But I was like, so I'm reading it going, yeah, you're gonna be so freaked out. I was like, this seems like bullshit. I'm like, and then I realized they're like, it's okay, it's not actually the fucking gigs. I love doing the gigs. It's all this other shit during the day where I just get like brain foggy and I can't focus and can't be arsed doing anything. And he basically, we got the whole way around it. And he goes, so, okay, you're basically in charge of all your own stuff now. So you're like your own boss and you're like the boss of some things, you know, for want of a better term, like you run a lot of stuff. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, could it be that, you know, what was like a hobby for you is now you're in charge of it. And it seems like a lot of admin and shit like that. And I was like, yeah, that's probably what it is. So anyway, we're about 300 quid deep here in these fucking sessions. And he just got to the end of the session. I told Armacan this and he goes, well, if it's worth one bit of stand-up, then fuck it. I basically got to the end and he goes, so what do you want to do? And I went, what do you mean? He goes, do you want to come back? And I went, I don't know, should it come back? I mean, the money I'm paying you, I'd happily sit there and watch someone fucking masturbate for the money I'm paying you for an hour. And he's like, well, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you, to be honest. You know, you're fucking a lunatic. If you had straight up regular anxiety, which is, you know, you go in or you start a new job and you're like, oh, I have to do presentations. And before I do the presentations, I fucking throw up and I've got, you know, a heart rate of like 210. Then we can sort that out. He goes, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. You're just constantly on edge. And maybe you're fucking doing too much shit you don't want to do. And I was just like, all right. So I'm pretty sure a therapist just went to me like, Listen, bro, you're out of your fucking mind. Get it sorted, because there's fuck all I can do. I think he was basically going, whether you have anxiety or not, you're a fucking disaster. So go out there and sort your life out and maybe come back to me in 3 weeks if you can be arsed. And if I can, if I haven't fled the country. So I was like, all right, there you go. Such a melter. Such a melter that fucking therapists are like, no thanks, bro. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather not take the money and I'll just sit here and fucking just chill out. Hilarious. But then I had a, you know, I came home and I fucking laid out all my shit in the, I mean, this is a legit technique from me, someone who basically got rejected by a therapist, is just sort all your shit out on the big page, you know, and just try and streamline everything. I think the thing I need to do is, there's so much fucking admin around the shit. Like, I'll do this podcast and then it'll take me fucking ages to like process it and upload it. And I'm sure you're going, oh, it sounds terrible, bro. Try working fucking 14 hours on a fucking A&E ward or something. Everyone has their problems. But yeah, I think it's just a matter of streamlining all your shit. If you've got shit that's boring or stuff you don't want to do, just limit the time that you're allowed to do it. You know what I mean? Bring it right down and go just absolutely power through this in a very short window of time, which frees you up to do all your other shit. Because I feel like I've been a lot of days where I just go like, oh shit, I just have this fucking list as long as my fucking dick. Hey, that's not a long list. Depends what size the notebook is, okay? And it just seems like it hovers over you. But because our time is so flexible, we can be like, ah, oh, fuck that. We're just going to go, you know, go do something for 2 days and then I'll ignore that. And then it all piles up and stuff. So basically, handle your shit. Handle your shit. Work out. Try and eat healthy. And live, laugh, love, dance like no one's watching. You know what I mean? Just the regular shit. So there you go. I mean, there's definitely a bit in there somewhere about being rejected by a fucking therapist. So, let's gay it up. It was Pride, wasn't it? It was Pride there for a minute. We had Belfast Pride. We had the fucking Lord Mayor get up at 5 o'clock in the morning or some bullshit to put a Pride flag on the top of the City Hall. No surrender! You know? I was going to say there's probably not as much rise about that flag, but you know a bunch of them DUPs are outside like, it is an abomination. It's an abomination that those fucking queers are up here fucking. Something is wrong with you if you're that annoyed about somebody else's business. You know, and the business isn't fucking murdering children or something, you know what I mean? But it seemed to be good crack with the Taoiseach come up. I forget the cunt's name every time. You know what I mean? You had Ulster rugby boys walking. You had all sorts of stuff. And I was just sitting at home, just fucking gouted out of it. Jealous that it wasn't there. Well, actually, I was in two minds. I would watch some stuff and be like, oh my God, that looks like the best crack ever. What am I doing here? You know, and then I would see other, you know, as the night went on, I would see other fucking Instagram stories of people. And I was just like, all right, you wouldn't get me there for fucking love nor money, let me tell you. Because I'm all for doing whatever the fuck you want. Of course I am. I do whatever the fuck I want. Why shouldn't you? But sometimes you're just like, hey, gays, turn it down a notch. Do you know what I'm saying? There's only so much fucking Ariana Grande we can listen to. You know, and a certain amount of fucking yes, where you're just like, bring it down a notch. And yous aren't special. It's not just the gays. I can be in several different scenarios where shit like that does my head in. You know, you get a group of fucking five or more girls, nightmare. Lads, no fucking fuck up. Okay, bring it right down. We're chilling out. Annoying. But yeah, look good. In fact, I was asked, actually, by my mate there, fucking Big Bear McNaughton. He's an interesting chap. He was on that My First Pride thing on BBC Three or BBC Two, One or whatever the fuck it was, where they were doing the thing about Pride. But he's a strange collection of a man, for one man. Gay, fucking competitive strong man. You know, just fucking deadlifting fucking 1,200 kilos with a pair of Pride socks on, swagged out. But he'd asked me to come with that. I don't know whether or not to do this, because I've got a wild dose of, like, you know, imposter syndrome or something, if that's even applies to this. But he was like, they're having a Lorn Pride in a bar that I've gigged in a good bit. And he's like, do you want to come down and just be like a meet and greet guest? Which I'm very uncomfortable with. But there's, I mean, you know, I'm all for the cause, but it's like, there's something weird about, I feel weird about being like, oh yeah, this is the LGBT fucking LGBTQ plus celebration, you know, where the queers at. You know, it's celebrating all things that. And they're like, do you want to come down, you big, fat, white, straight cunt? Do you want to come down and be like a meet and greet guest? I don't know. I am actually, it's in the older fleet in Larna. I'm actually gigging there in the 20th of December. And I've gigged there plenty already, like, but I'm just like, I don't know now. Don't know if I'd feel, first of all, I wouldn't feel comfortable being a fucking meet and greet guest anywhere. Do you know what I mean? If you want to see me, come see me do stand-up. But I don't know. I literally don't think I'm gay enough, you know? So there you go. So there you have it. But yeah, the fucking, the Pride thing, it looked good. And a lot of people sort of said this, they were interviewing people on the news. You know, it used to be like, oh, it's the gay pride. It's gay pride. It's fucking all the gays. But it's actually kind of, which is probably what it should be, possibly. Maybe what it's always supposed to be. It looked just like a fucking equality parade. You know, it just looked like, you know, they always talk about, oh, the fucking 12th is our culture and, you know, Paddy's Day is all about the crack and all, but it's not really. It's just people burning sofas on top of a bus stop. This one actually looked like, oh yeah, it's Pride. We can fucking take the whole family and the dog and we'll all have a laugh and you can have a backpack full of fucking tins. And it actually looks like fucking good crack. Do you know what I mean? Good old family fun, you know, with the odd dude in a pair of chaps just slapping his dick about. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny where it's like, you know, you get those countries where it's like, oh yeah, you're not allowed to be gay. Do you know what I mean? You're not allowed to be gay at all. Those Russian places now where it's like, okay, we will fucking beat you to death if you're homosexual. You know? You get those places where it's like, you're not allowed to fucking even say that you're gay. We're not allowed to see you doing any sort of gay activities. You're not allowed to fucking hold your partner's hand in public or we'll fucking cut your hands off. But then in Northern Ireland, it's like, yeah, you can get in the back of a flatbed trailer and fucking slap your dick about. Not your raw dick, you know what I mean? You got it in a wee fucking budgie smuggler, but you can shake your cock about, twerking all over the place. Yes, queen! All that shit. And then you literally can't get fucking married to your partner if you love them to death. What a shithole. Don't you dare be standing here thinking that you can legally, you know, be bound to this person that you love, you know, for legal and financial reasons and all sorts of other reasons, dedicating your life to the person that you've chosen and that you love dearly. You're not allowed to do that. And this marriage that you have is not legal. You're not allowed to get married. And abortions, you may run on to fuck. I don't care what the scenario is. You know, I don't care if, you know, your baby is going to pass away immediately because it hasn't developed properly. You're not allowed to get a medical fucking abortion. You're not allowed any of that shit. You're not allowed to get gay married. But if you want to jump up on top of the back of this trailer here and shake your fucking anus about the place, Fill your boots. Sir. If you want to get up there while fucking my neck, my back, my pussy and my crack is playing and literally grind your dick and balls into your friend's face and mouth while you're pouring fucking Lamborghini all over the place, you, in broad daylight on a Saturday in Belfast City Centre, you absolutely tear away. You tear away, and I literally mean tear away. Tear that ass up. Do whatever you want. But here, don't you dare tell me that you want to dedicate your life to someone of the same gender. Gender's not even a real thing. I mean, I love... Oh my God, where do you hear this? Since we're on the fucking gender thing, I'm going to have to pull this off a very obscure thing here. I nearly fucking died when I heard this. What do you hear this?
Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know it's, we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade.
Okay, is there a...
Bitch!
Do you know what I mean?
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. I'm in a room full of 1,000 people, and just to let you know that I'm slightly, you know, fucking susceptible to, like, you know, overload of, like, stimulus and stuff like that. So if you could just keep it down. Bro, get the fuck out of the room. We're back on entitlement. Go the fuck home. Sorry, I know there's like 1,000 people here, but could you keep it down? Because I'm finding it hard to focus. Bro, literally get your speedos on and dive into my hole. What a fucking... This is what... This is people nowadays. They go, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set myself some little boundaries where I go, oh, I can't have too much noise. And as soon as everyone else doesn't fold to your wants, immediately they're like fascists or something. Oh, I was just wondering if this room full of 1,500 people could be quiet. Oh yeah, we're all gonna have to be quiet now in case this absolute flaccid bitch gets fucking offended and turns around. He's like, by the way, yous are all Nazis. Because you're making some general noise because there's 1,500 of you. Get a fucking snorkel and get in my hole. What a fucking fanny. Like, oh, fanny's not even a good...
Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys,
imagine you went in there. Quick point of personal privilege. Just a bit of personal privilege for me. When I'm sitting here watching a lecture, I actually love getting sucked off. So, if someone could, you know, really just form a queue here and take turns to suck my dick, that would really calm me down, and that would be sort of like a therapy for me in a very stressful situation like this. Thank you very much. And then they're like, well, I guess this guy is gonna fucking kick off here if he's not getting sucked. Can we all form a queue and suck this guy off? But of course, if you're... I'm only joking, because if you're a dude, you have to pretend that you don't have a fucking dick and it doesn't work. Right, we'd hit this other fucking knobhead.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
I
just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can
Stay
we just...
Home.
I know it's we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against
this?
Name, point chapter, pronouns?
Privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Please do not use gendered language to break the paper. That's like that fucking Patton Oswalt, but I bought a bracelet. When you're B-word fat, I bought a bracelet from my ambassador. Point of privilege, could you not use gendered language? What the fuck? Do you know what's going to happen? Any of these fucking rallies with these social justice dickheads? It's going to be like fucking... emojis. Okay, we're going to commence our speech today, which will be completely communicated via emojis. not to offend any of you fucking quinoa tossers. Unbelievable. That's what the Dead All Mafia is, guys. We're in the Dead All Mafia. Be whatever the fuck you want. No one's gonna judge you, but we might slag you. Because you know what? We're all in the same fucking thing. And people are different, but it's fine. Do you know what I mean? We can't all be like, equality and let's celebrate our differences. And you're not allowed to fucking talk about differences. We're different. But that's people. You're sort of like different, but you're all the same. That's why we can all slag each other. You know? And then when you get to this level, it's Dead On Mafia time. You know what I mean? We get the glasses on and we screw the silencer on and we go around your house and we're like, what's up, bro? And they're like, could you please not use gender? And you're like, chow, chow. You know what I mean? We don't really shoot them laser tag, but it's like fucking get on with your fucking life. Oh.
Point of personal privilege. I really can't concentrate unless all the women in here just take off their bras.
Unfucking believable. I have to read you this thing out. Of course, there was another fucking string of fucking shootings in America. And, you know, a lot of people are arguing that it's this sort of thing. It's this sort of like social justice, you know, culture going mad where you get these fucking, look at these fucking nerds here. What do you hear this? Tim Kennedy wrote this. He's a UFC fighter and he's also like an active, ranger or something? I don't know. He's like a fucking special needs, like a US special forces type guy. He goes, in a time where masculinity has been demonized, when identifying toxic masculinity is more celebrated than a man's achievements, what we are seeing is the most vile form of the rage being realized. Masculinity is about being a protector. Masculinity is about integrity. It is hardwired into every single man's soul. We all have a choice to fight. We are all warriors on the inside. But if that is suppressed, if that is denied, it manifests in the most unhealthy ways. We have to have purpose and let that purpose be fulfilled. We have to stop telling our young men to be anything but men. Strength is good. A fierce passion to protect the helpless is good. An unsuppressible desire to explore and discover should be encouraged. Danger should be sought out and success should be rewarded. No medals for participation, but elation with every accomplishment. Let's celebrate what it means to be a man. We stormed the beaches at Normandy to stop the Nazis, placed the American flag on Iwo Jima, and built the Chrysler Building in New York City. Let's remember what it means to be a man. And most of all, let us show this next generation what it looks like to be a man. Let them see you fail. Let them see you sweat. Let them see blood. Let them see tears. But most of all, let them see us be men. There you go. And he's talking about literally these fucking, oh my God, what a bunch of fucking nerds. Because that's what happened. I mean, these three guys that shot up, there was like a garlic festival. There was something in El Paso where the guy was like, oh yeah, fuck Trump. And I'd start shooting all these fucking Mexicans and then someone in Dayton. And you're like, look at them. They just look like the same person. Just a fucking flaccid, you know, just nerd. Just, you know what I mean? That's how it starts. It's like, I mean, there is a lot to be said about like just putting fuck, especially, I mean, that because of toxic masculinity, I mean, it's kind of like a fucking snake eating its own asshole. Because there is like toxic masculinity, it needs to be blown off. Do you know what I mean? Because dudes are fucking aggressive and they're, you know, they're rough and whatever. It's almost like they need put in the fucking sports and activities and competition to fucking like get that out of them. Do you know what I mean? I can remember fucking playing rugby and, you know, playing on like first 15, and then all of a sudden one week they were like, oh yeah, we're gonna pick this other guy, and he was playing in my position and I was fucking livid. Do you know what I mean? I didn't immediately fold and go, oh well, he's better than me, I'm just gonna go over here. Nah, bro. Fucking rage city. Like, I can remember, like, at the end of fucking some seat, I think it was in school actually, fucking going over on my ankle, and the whole thing was purple, and I couldn't play for a minute. And then I fucking, it healed up a bit, and then I did the same thing to the other ankle, and then we were playing in some final, and I wasn't starting. Like, I wasn't starting in my position. Someone else was playing that. And I was like a fucking raging bull. I swear to God, I was on the sideline with both my ankles strapped up to the point where I couldn't fucking move them any direction. And then they brought me on with about 20 minutes, and I fucking was like I'd taken fucking half a kilo of coke on the side, because I was furious, bro. I remember coming on. There was like a fucking line out, and then there was like a ruck, and then I ran around the back of the ruck, and someone popped the ball to me, and I ran at this dude and fucking just and shut my eyes, and I opened my eyes, and he had fucking rolled back about three. He like went on his arse and then rolled over about twice, like a fucking scooter hit him. I was raging, bro. But you need that. You need to be taught that a few times, where it's like, if you don't fucking keep it up, if you don't try hard, someone else will take your place. And if they do, then you have to fucking dig deep and get through it. And those wee things kind of like, you know, create a bit of character. Things like that over the years, you know what I mean? Like, you've got injuries, you've wanted things, you never got them. You know, like, I remember going to fucking art college, and so that I could get into a degree course at the art college. And I fucking did the foundation year and then applied for different stuff and didn't get it. Even though people were like, oh yeah, you definitely do, just walk in there. That fucked me off. And then I had to go another avenue, try really hard, you know. And over the year, just things like that, like trying to get accepted by regular sort of traditional media, no one really fucking taking an interest. And then having to, you know, build all these things myself, like comedy clubs and doing all these big gigs, doing this podcast, and I've sort of had to do all that myself. They're all like character building things. I mean, I'm just talking, the experience I have is fucking my own. But all those things, you know, they're good for your character, and it's all like competitive and fucking, you know, you gotta fucking dig down and get aggressive sometimes and fucking. But what you get now is these fucking nerds where people are like, oh, you gotta play the sport. No, oh, sure, we're all equal. You know, we play, no one gets a medal, you know, blah, blah. Oh, don't do that. That's bad. You know, that's toxic behavior and blah, blah. And then you get these nerds that just sit, you know, in a spare room somewhere on the computer fucking bitching online. And then they get someone else who bitches online, and then they agree on a certain thing, and yeah, Trump's right and blah, blah. And they just get this fucking rage inside them, because no girls will fuck them, because they're not like regular dudes, because they've just sat going fucking like wasting away in a room somewhere. Do you know what I mean? No one taught them how to shave. They've got that weird pubic fucking mustache. Glasses, not, ugh. Not that there's anything wrong with glasses, but you know he's only wearing them because he fucked them up, because he's staring at a fucking screen all day. And then they just fucking go buy a gun quicker than they can buy. You can go buy a fucking AK-47, you know, quicker than you can go buy a fucking 10 glass of vodka in America. And next minute they're just shooting up all over the place, you know? And everyone's like, are we going to get rid of these guns? And Trump's like, yeah, don't worry. ASAP's out of prison. You know what I mean? Shout out to ASAP. Fuck sleep, bro. ASAP mob for life. Oh, it's good. It's good to see. It's good to see. Fuck it. I can't even do an impression of Trump. It's good to see ASAP home. In the background. Here, Donald. There's some cunt shooting children at a fucking garlic festival. It's fine. It's fine. ASAP mob for life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to ASAP Rocky. You know, Sweden. We like Sweden. Your furniture's good, but, you know, you've put one of our superstars. Ah, someone shot my child. Yeah, whatever. It's just ASAP's in prison still, so, you know what I mean? Gang, gang. Oh, dare, dare, dare. Fucking nerds. You know what I mean? Ah. That's what you have to do if you got boys. Teach them to be strong, fucking aggressive boys. With empathy. What's wrong with that? You know what I mean? You need some fucking... It's weird. Me and Maureen ran into a dude that I know teaches jiu-jitsu. And we're just talking in the street. And we walked away and I was like, oh yeah, he's sound as fuck. And she goes, yeah, he's very calm. And I went, yeah, because he's fucking fighting for his life 3 times a day. So when he's walking down the street, minding his own business. Chillest guy ever. Yeah, what's up, man? You don't feel safe because I can fuck, you know what I mean? 99.9% of people, I fucking choke them to death if any shit starts. And I'm not going to, you don't have to. Been fighting all day, bro. Let's go for a flat white. Do you know what I mean? Ah, what a dump. What a fucking dump. Better wrap this up shortly. Finally watched, if you watch Joe Rogan a lot, which I do, which everyone fucking does, he never shuts up about that Ex Machina or Ex Machina or whatever the fuck it is. Sorry, I keep hitting this fucking mic. So I finally watched that movie, and I'll tell you something, it's fucking brilliant. It's about AI, artificial intelligence, but it's done quite real. It's not like a real space age fucking... How many times am I going to hit this mic? Look at that soft, weird dick. Right, I'll leave it there. Yeah, it's done a very real way. Basically, the premise of this movie is there's a guy works for this tech company, and the boss of the tech company, who has this compound in the middle of the fucking Jurassic Park island, is like, do you want to come out here? I've been building some AI. I've been building these girls, and I want you to, you're a coder, I want you to work through these tests of, like, you know, to see if this thing is, like, realistic or whatever. And so he goes out and brings him down. He's like, okay, this is Ava. And he has to just do a series of, like, conversations with her to see if she's, like, smart and sentient and all this here. And is she using, like, can she lie? Can she, like, do different human things? Has she taught herself to do that? Can she, like, manipulate and all this here shit? And, of course, it's played by fucking, what's her, what do you call that girl? Oh, my God, what the fuck is the girl's name? Google. What the fuck is her name? Oh yeah, Alicia Vikander or something. Nye. Banging. Very pretty, and I'll tell you something. You know, obviously, I'm gonna spoil the movie. Basically, what happens is, this AI thing kind of learns how to lie and, like, manipulate. And then the next minute, you know, the guy is nearly, like, falling in love with this fucking thing. And then she manages to plot an escape and just leaves, like a fucking sociopath, just leaves the thing while he's locked in a glass box. And he can't get out. The whole thing's on lockdown. And she's just like, okay, manipulated you. Goodbye. But obviously, you know, she's very pretty. The guy did well. The guy got through a bunch of sessions without fucking banging it. Do you like me? Lie. And of course, the guy running the thing is like... Of course, the guy running the thing has, like, a series of these fucking dolls, which you later find out. And they're all these, like, Japanese ones. And he already has one working in the place that's, like, fucking... You know, just like completely brain dead. And she's just like, doesn't even speak. Just takes her fucking top off. Like, you want to have sex? But there's a bit in it where the guy's like, oh, you know, do you think she actually... He goes, you know, she probably does actually like you. If she's like, you know, if she's like a conscious being, she probably does like you. It's not fake. And all this here shit. And then the guy, you know, the guy Donald Gleason, what? Is like... He looks like he's thinking a bit, and the guy's like, I know what you're wondering. You're wondering if you can fuck her. Yeah, she's got an opening. It's got sensors in there, so she will enjoy it. And you're like, that, if you're talking about toxic masculinity, how fucking dude is that? Like, you couldn't get more dude than that. Yeah, we've built this purpose-built compound here in the fucking jungle to basically develop artificial intelligence. Da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, she's fully sentient and conscious and can make her own decisions and learns everything. Language has been mastered. Very realistic facial things. And, of course, she can put your dick in it. Because otherwise, why are we here? Yeah, the next stage of this will be the singularity where you can't tell the difference between whatever. And, of course, it's got a blur. I didn't come the whole way to fucking Jurassic Park Island to build this fucking stupid bitch for to not have a fanny. You know, and that's out here by myself, working all day, crunching numbers all night, and I can't walk in and launch one into her in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And then you get into this whole thing of like, you built it. Is it real? Is it conscious? What's the consent going on here? You know, can you straight up rape a robot? She's locked in her basement. Like one of those fucking Japanese you know, those sperm donor like fucking things you see in Japan. So how Japanese is it to be like that efficient about coming? Oh, well, you know, Japan, they did it. But how many fucking sperm donation places are there anyway? We get a lot of, a customer coming to donate a sperm. And we get a queue. There's a queue of people. Too many people. And we think, how do we get rid of the people on their lunch break? There are 50 people have to do ejaculation. So we get 50 dick suck machine. The machine will give you a blowjob. You know, these guys on their fucking lunch break. I will do my good deed for today. I will donate sperm. You know, and you go up and it's like a little, it's like a pay booth for a fucking, for parking. You know, and you're like, let me fire 50p in that. Slink, slink. Wee time comes up. Oh, you've got an R. Oh, no problem. Slide your cock in this thing. Oh, back at the work. So Japanese, everywhere else in the world is just like, go on in that rumour and pull a dick of yourself. And Japan's like, no, we might have needs a bit crickery. It must be crickery, you told you ejaculate. Put your dick in the machine. And then they would develop one for Japan, and then they would develop like one, like a more Western one. You know? Which is like slightly deeper machine. The real slimline ones in Japan, because they've got wee tiny dicks, and it's like, oh, slip up, put on your tiny penis in a hole. You know? You know, get the Western one, you got a reasonable sized dick, slide it in there. And then the African model's like about as deep as a fucking, you know, vending machine. Oh, this is an African model. The black men have a giant penis. And he slides it in like, like you're claiming your prize. You know, when you go play those things at the Odyssey and you get that big string of tickets. That's what the African one's like. The guy's just feeding his dick into this machine. It's been a great day, guys. Great podcast. In fact, we watched that Ex Machina thing the other day, and then straight after it, we watched... I can never fucking sleep. As soon as I go to bed, I'm like wide awake. But if I'm awake in the living room and you put on a fucking show about murder, oh my God, I've never been sleepier. We watched that Ex Machina thing, and then straight after we started watching this show about like fucking, it's called Exhibit A, like different sort of like technology or science that's like developed over the years to like help murder, old murders basically. You know, like DNA and stuff like that. And I've never been more, me and Maureen were laughing so hard. We watched about 3 episodes of this thing, and we're in like the 3rd episode, and I got the remote and I just hit the thing just to see how much was left on the timeline on Netflix. And I was like, oh, there's 9 minutes more, and you give her Stena for 9 more minutes. And she's like, she got this big fucking pregnancy pillow that's like a big sausage. She has it behind her back, and she's just lying there, and she goes, she's like, yeah, I'm all good. And then I looked around again, and she was like, and I was like, oh fuck, she's asleep. And I fell asleep. And then I woke up about a minute later, looked over, she's still asleep. Fell asleep again. And this is all in 9 minutes. Fell asleep again. Woke up, looked over, she's still asleep. Then I fell asleep again. And then the credits rolled. And then we both woke up. And we're like, let's go to bed. And we're laughing there. And I just got my like second wind as soon as I go to bed. I'm like, fucking yeah. Bed excitement. Now I'm awake. And She's like, I don't know why we needed to stay and watch saying that. And she goes, I fell asleep. And I was like, I fell asleep 3 times during that.
spend all night staring at the fucking ceiling. Can't sleep ever. And then I sit down and it's like, she shot him point blank in the back of the head. Turns out they found a shallow grave in the garden with 18 child bodies. That's the only way I can go to sleep now, just watching horrendous fucking murder shows. There was a chest freezer found in their garage full with child bodies. His refrigerator had 19 gallons of blood strained from the dead bodies in it. You could tell it was the murder was in rage because she stabbed him in the cock 47 times. The blood splatter on the roof suggested that she was shot with a fucking cannon. The body was chopped up and put into a Nutribullet and whizzed up and poured down this... Never slept better in my life. Anyway, we will wrap it up here. I think we've had a great chat. Thanks for all the good feedback on the clips that have been going up. We'll try and keep those churning out. After the CBT fiasco, the life has been re-streamlined and we will have new content for the Patreon folks. If you want to sign up to the Patreon, we will try and do some more exclusive stuff for the Dead On Mafia Instagram page, and get some more stuff up on the Patreon. And that's all good. You know what I'm saying? If you want to support it, of course, patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast. Again, it's just, I always look at it like, a lot of people are probably listening to this more than they're watching their fucking TV, or they're doing any other, more than they're watching Netflix or whatever, you know what I mean? So, you're paying 150 quid for your fucking TV and whatever a month for your Netflix. If you want to throw me a dollar, we'll keep this shit cranking out. You know, just frees me up to do more shit, and that's about it. So there you go. Cheers to anyone who signed up recently. Yeah, we got some merch in colingettis.com. Got a restock of the old Dead On Mafia fucking pink t-shirts, the general t-shirts, the live Gender Bander t-shirts, all that shit. So there you go. And we'll work on some new hats just to keep it swagged out. So there you have it. Lavery's, of course, this Wednesday. First and third Wednesday of the month. Shine.net for all the tour tickets. And they'll be releasing the UK ones shortly. If you know anyone in Glasgow, we're doing a big venue. We're doing the fucking Oranmore, so in the West End. So just get every cunt that you know. Anyone that you know is at university and over there and shit like that. So there you have it. And of course, the SSE show. By the way, don't worry. If you want to go to all these, it's fine. But like the live podcast, that'll be like, that'll be a night on its own. You'll not see any of that material anywhere else. You know, the tour show will be me sort of building the show. That'll change, whatever. And then building up those SSE ones, I'll be the show. So that's it, guys. Cheers for listening. And we'll fucking see you next week. I'm just going to go ahead and type into Pornhub AI porn. And I'll see you next week. Take her easy. Up a fucking Dead On Mafia. You know what I mean?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.